Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guests today are here to talk about an event that's coming up September the 29th, Saturday, in Overton Park. It's a one-mile family fun run that begins at 8:30 a.m. It's called the third annual Sisters in Motion Memphis 5K Run Walk, benefiting Christ Community Health Services Centering Pregnancy. Okay, and I know that's a mouthful, but it's also something that's very important for our community, something that we've discussed on several occasions with several different people. As a matter of fact, one of our faculty members, Professor Craig Leake, did a documentary about pregnancy and the infant mortality rate in the city of Memphis, which had to do with teen pregnancy as well. It was called Beyond Babyland. And our guests are here to talk about the organization Sisters in Motion, as well as about the run that's going on. We have the president of Sisters in Motion, Linda Sessions, with us, and the race director, Laverne Bobo. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, thanks so much for being our guest for Spotlight 92. And well, let's talk about the run first. We're going to sprinkle stuff about that all the way through this time that we're talking. But tell us a little bit about the 5K run walk.
Okay. Well, this is our third annual 5K run walk, and we are benefiting Christ Community Health Services. It will be held at Overton Park on Saturday, September 29th.
Yeah. And Christ Community Health Services, that's a nonprofit organization that helps young women?
Well, they have a number of branches, but this particular program that we are supporting, it helps women, families in infant mortality. They have a program there called Centering Pregnancy, and they come through the program. They learn about pregnancy. They take their, they do their blood pressure, their weight, a lot of things they do for pregnancy, and they go through that, the program there.
Yeah, and for people who can't basically afford to get a
high-priced
doctor to do it. Wow. And Overton Park, of course, great place to run. Race director, set us up. How's this run going to be going on? What are we gonna do?
Well, of course, as Linda mentioned, it's going to happen on Saturday, September 29th. We have two categories. We have the 5K race, which is 3.1 miles, and we have the 1 mile family run. Mostly everybody can run or slash walk 3 miles. So we decide to have another category as we did last year in 2011, which is the 1 mile family run walk for those who have families, babies. You can bring the strollers and all that you have in terms of your family members. But it will start on September 29th at 8:30. And we're encouraging everybody to go online to sign up, racesonline.com, and you can look under Sisters in Motion on the spotlight, and you'll see our race there. So we encourage everybody to do that. The race itself is $20, and it's $20 up until September the 19th. After that, it will be $25 for late registration. And if you decide to come on that day, you still can come and sign up for the race for $30. That's correct. Okay. Now, for the family run, the package is from ages 5 to 12. I think it's, what, $10?
It's actually from, 5 to 11.
5 to 11 is $10. Yeah, they'll get a T-shirt, a youth T-shirt, and they will also, but they won't get a goodie bag, but the registration from ages 12 and up, they is $15, and they'll be able to get a goodie bag and a T-shirt. So we have great goodie bags. We have lots of good things in the goodie bags. Everybody loves our goodie bags.
And it's going to be set up in categories, and awards will be for each category.
Yes, right? Age group category, of course.
Mm-hmm. But that's only in the 5K.
The 5K, yeah, okay. What's the age range for that?
That there is no age range. I mean, we've had little children running that. So if you can do 3.1 miles, you can do the 5K run walk.
That's pretty good.
Right.
And every child, the organization, Sisters in Motion 5K Run, every child, the spot that we've been running for you for this for a while now is that that statement, every child deserves a first birthday, but in Shelby County, not every child gets one. And according to the statistics, every 43 hours a baby dies in Memphis, a rate higher than any major city in the United States, higher than some developing countries. And that's a problem that we have had for a while now.
Yes,
is this what Sisters in Motion was created for, or is this something that Sisters in Motion took on as a?
Well, no, it wasn't what we were created for. We were created for exercise, and we encourage women of all ages to become physically fit through regular exercise in a non-threatening environment. That is our mission statement. And through that, a lot of our ladies have become healthier and more fit, and we just want to give something back to the community. We were doing a few service things, but this came to us, and we decided we wanted to do a 5K. Well, we came about doing a 5K was funny, but we wanted to do a 5K to raise money, and we sought out an organization that we could support, and Christ Community Health Services happened to be the one that we chose.
Oh. Well, tell them how we came about doing the
5K. Well, it's a story. The summer of 2009... about 10 of us, I believe, did a race here in Memphis, and it was hot, very hot. It was a 10K and a 5K, and there was no shade, and we were just about spent. We were finished. And after finishing the race, we sat down, and we said, you know, we can do a 5K. We've been to enough, and we participated enough, and we can do this ourselves. So we put our heads together, and that following September, we told the group we were going to do a 5K, and we set about doing. We had no idea what we were doing. Absolutely none. But it turned out to be a wonderful event. It was held in October of 2010, our first year. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a wonderful event.
Oh, wow. And who organized, how did Sisters in Motion come to be?
Well, I, with a group of five other friends, we met at various times running. Decided we wanted to keep running. We trained for the St. Jude Marathon in 2005.
It's 26 miles.
Yes, 26.2 miles. So, well,
give us
a
point two.
That point two is important. A few of us did the full, and the other two did the full, and the other four did the half marathon, 13.1. And the next year in 2006, the organization we were training for had disbanded, and we wanted to keep running. We had been running all those miles anyway, so we kept running. I sent out the schedules, and we trained on our own in 2006 and did the race. We took the Christmas off, and then we came back in January, and a couple of the ladies brought a friend. And then those friends brought friends.
And those friends brought friends.
And it just grew from that.
Yeah. Is it difficult to have members? I mean,
we don't discriminate. We are open to anyone that wants to make a change health-wise. We open once a year in mid-April, and we're open for the month of April. $20 dues. We ask you to commit to at least two Saturdays a month, because we do meet every Saturday as a group in the morning. Mm. You are on your own during the week. There's a training schedule, which I put out for everyone. But we ask you to commit two Saturdays a month. We ask you to commit to at least five races. We have ladies that do 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, full marathons. We've run nationally. We've run internationally. So we ask you to commit to five races. It can be five Ks here in the city. But, you know, there's a bunch of races, and that's how people get to see Sisters in Motion, know about us when they see us out.
There are a bunch of races around here.
Yeah. And then we have other races that we support, but those are the only requirements. We just ask you to be committed to yourself and committed to Sisters in Motion.
That is a great idea, and especially considering the fact that statistics around the nation are that we have an obesity problem in this area. As a matter of fact, Memphis is one of the fattest cities, and Mississippi is the fattest state so far, we heard the other day. And the health problems, cardiovascular problems, and all are eventually going to come back and haunt us all in the form of paying for the care of people with diabetes and heart conditions and so on and so forth, because they're not taking care of themselves.
Right.
Do you include diet as far as
We do talk to our ladies about eating. Now, we're not nutritionists or anything like, but we do talk about eating well, eating healthy. And we've had people talk to us about different diets that you can go on and different things you can do. But we do encourage our ladies to eat healthy. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you cannot have your favorite snack every now and then. But, you know, make choices and be wise about your choices.
Try to do things as with as much common sense.
Everything right. in moderation.
Mm-hmm. In
everything
moderation.
Everything in moderation. If you just,
I think one thing that makes us unique is that, you know, everybody comes in different shapes. On different levels. But the key thing I tell them, especially in terms of walking and running as well, I tell them, you know, the biggest milestone you've accomplished is that you're beating the one that's on the couch.
Doing it,
That's the biggest milestone the biggest accomplishment.
We were just talking about that. I was talking about that with a couple of the guys yesterday. And I just did an interview with, what's his name, Chef. Oh, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. Anyway, he lost 300. He was at 360 pounds. And he said going to his mailbox, he had to carry a little chair with him because he got out of breath going to the mailbox and he'd have to sit down and so on and so forth and walk back to the house and sit down again and catch his breath. Well, one of the guys I was talking to was a big guy. He's 300 pounds himself. But he carries his like a ball player does. You know, so, you know, that 300 pounds is not that big a deal to him because he's in good shape.
And
like a football, like a linebacker and what have you. So, like you said, the idea of shape is not the point.
No. It's not the point. It's the health factor. Being healthy.
Now, if you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking to Linda Sessions, who is president of Sisters in Motion, and Laverne Bobo, who is the director of the third annual Sisters in Motion Memphis 5K Run Walk, benefiting Christ Community Health Services Centering Pregnancy Program. And that's going on Saturday, September 29th. It'll be in Overton Park. It's a one-mile family fun run. It begins at 8:30 a.m. And the 5K race begins at 9 a.m. You can register online at sistersinmotionmemphis.org, sistersinmotionmemphis.org, or racesonline.com. I got it, racesonline.com. For more information, you can call 901-569-1198. Do you get much participation or cooperation from the city or from the government, from churches, from... This is community help.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. This year we've got we are trying to sponsor a competition among churches in the city to get their participants, their congregation to come out, participate, and be a part of the race. Either one, the 1 mile or the family or the 5K.
Yeah. Okay. And my daughter works at a Credo, and they came in with a program, a fitness program, made her start losing weight, too.
Oh, really?
Getting healthier. I wonder, have you thought about doing that, too, you know, going to places and recruiting companies for programs like this?
No, can't say we've thought about doing that.
Well, good.
But it's a good idea.
It is
a good idea.
Right now, our focus is to use the health that we have to benefit those whose health is not, you know, as great as ours. So we just want to focus on that right now. And then we have other programs. We have had other people to come and ask us, will you do this, will you do that? But, you know, that takes a lot of organization, what have you. So we want to focus on our 5K race, which is the support for infant mortality.
Is this your only fundraiser that you do in the year, or do you have other fundraisers that you do?
This is the only one.
So this is one that's got to get it done.
Yeah, and the funds go to Christ Community Health Services.
Now, how did you get hooked up with them, as a matter of fact, Christ Community Health Services? That was something I was going to ask you about.
We just looked through the phone book and started calling different organizations, and they were the one that called us back. We told them what we wanted to do, and they said, sure. So we set to work.
So have you gotten a chance to explore what they do, explore what Christ, what the Community Center do? What the Community Health Center does, as a matter of fact.
I've seen some of their offices. I've not seen all of them. I know they have a dental facility, and they have a regular medical facility. And then they also have the proponent for the pregnancy.
Yeah.
But they have a lot.
That's something, and that issue of infant mortality here in this area is something that I suppose we need way more people involved in trying to get it to go down. Did that have very much to do with your deciding to get this program?
I don't think I was surprised at the stats when I first heard them. And I heard that documentary that you mentioned earlier. I watched it. I was shocked at the stats. I had no idea we were like that. And when most of the sisters listened to it and watched the documentary, we said, we've got to try to do something, you know. What can we do?
We have to make a difference.
Yeah.
And, and the killing part about it is in the communities that need the help the most, people don't pay attention to to programs like this or to televisions, you know, not the kind of program, not documentaries or even the information that's been out going out to people. Do you think that this race can help to draw in some of these people who the people who really need the help? But
they're coming to the Christ Community Health Services, and the ones that are coming there are reaping the benefits of what we're trying to do. Like you say, it's a widespread problem, and we've got to find a way to reach the people that need the services so we can try to eliminate this problem. But the people that come to the center do receive the services, and they reap the benefits of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Do you know where is that located anyway, Christ Community?
Well, they have several locations. Their main headquarters is on Central.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's close by. Yeah.
Central and Hollywood.
Central and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. I would hope that they have division in North Memphis as well.
They do.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like Church Health Center, I guess, something similar to that.
It is parallel to it, yes.
Wow. Well, what do you guys need as far as going along with the putting on your 5K run?
We're looking for sponsors. Everybody needs sponsors. We have different levels of sponsorship. Our lowest one is $250, and you can get two free race entries. You will be able to display your banner for your company. You get mentioned all day long about your company. Our next level is $500. You get to enter five people into the race, same benefits. The next one is $1,000, 10 people into the race, and then our highest level is $2,000. You get to enter 20 people into the race, and the proceeds from the race benefit the infant mortality program.
Yeah. How have you gotten the word out besides us? Of course.
We have flyers. We've been in print. Just word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Our ladies are out talking. We have the flyers that we gave to you. Yeah. Beautiful slicks.
We attend races, and
yeah,
of course,
attend races. We are
never can fail putting them on the cars.
Yeah.
See us out with our shirts on. We hope it generates conversation. What is that all about? And we tell them who we are, what we're doing.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though, and enough people need to be. Yeah, these are the sort of organizations that really need to get going, really, really get going in our community to get us back in the healthy way that we were back in the day when my dad and all of them used to walk downtown and walk home and stuff.
Absolutely,
like that.
We have become a generation where we stay on the couch or we can just stay in one room and hit a button and everything happens.
Yeah.
So you don't get as much exercise as you normally does. Our ancestors did, our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers and grandfathers did, and so forth. So we just try to encourage people to come out and just walk. That's what made us encourage the 1 mile run, because everybody can't run 3 miles or even walk 3 miles. So we talked about having the 1 mile. So we just want you to come out and participate. Your health can help someone else's.
Yeah. And just walking, I mean, it's a good exercise by itself.
It is.
Once again, if you just tuned in, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking with Linda Sessions, president of Sisters in Motion, and race director Laverne Bobo about the third annual Sisters in Motion Memphis 5K Run Walk benefiting Christ Community Health Services Centering Pregnancy. It happens Saturday, September 29th in Overton Park. It's a 1 mile family fun run that begins at 8:30 and a 5K race beginning at 9 a.m. And you can register online at sistersinmotionmemphis.org or racesonline.com. Or for more information, you can call 901-569-1198. And I think it would be appropriate to ask how you got into it yourselves. A little bit of individual background, if you would. Maybe we'll start over here.
Mine was very interesting because I supported one of my church members who attended a marathon in Bermuda. And Linda Sessoms was supposed to run, but she couldn't because she had an ankle, sprained ankle, something to that sort. And so I was encouraging my church member, you know, every time I run on this side. And so Linda said, you know what? You should be in the race. You didn't come join us. I said, no, I'm not a runner. No. You don't have to just walk, you know. She said, you're really keeping up with everybody. You need to come on and join us. So that's how I started. And my goal was to do only a 5K to become proficient in a 5K. So, of course, Linda Sessoms, you can do a half. I said, no, Linda, I can't do a half. Yes, you can do a half. So we went to Jamaica, and I ran the half, and I did the half.
Oh, wow.
So you can do a full, girl. You can do a full. So now I have signed up to do the St. Jude Full Marathon this December because of Linda Sessoms. She's a very encouraging person.
Well, much like I was telling you, when my heart condition caused me to have to go to the gym, and I got in the gym and just to lose a little weight for the heart condition, then got around all these people that were doing, and got into bodybuilding, got obsessed with it and this and that. Yeah. It sounds, that's sort of like what's happened to you here.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm obsessed now.
You're sort of into it, really.
But why do you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to run? I had to go meet my sisters.
That's really cool. How'd you get into running?
I started running in my early 20s. I had a friend that lived near me, and he was on the track team in high school, and he ran by my house one day. And I was sitting outside. He said, "Come, Linda, come on and run." And I said, "I'm not going to run. I don't want to run." And he said, "Oh, you're just chicken." So that just like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Let me look at my sneakers, right? So I went and got my sneakers and we ran. We ran 4 miles that day. And that night I felt fine. The next morning, felt like a Mack truck had run over me. And he came by the next day and he said, "Come on." I said, "I can't move." He said, "You got to run." He said, "You got to go." So I went back out there. That was Tuesday. The first day was Monday. I ran every day that week, Monday through Saturday. I took Sunday off. Monday, I got up Monday morning and I said, I'm going to run some more. And I just started running from there. I've been running, I think I was like 22. I've been running since I was 22.
Just into it, obsessed again.
Yeah. I enjoy it. It's something you can do by yourself. You can do it with a group. I clear my mind. I think, meditate, pray, and I it's just a good feeling.
Have you got a specific area that you like to run in?
I run everywhere.
Yeah.
I run anywhere. Now, I am not one of those people that likes to run in hot weather. Now, this time of year is not my favorite. Yeah. I love running in cold weather. I absolutely love it. Below 30, I'm in my zone.
We have got some great places to run around here in town, though. We usually use the track here on campus, but then the mayor's the walk and bike trail from
the Green Line.
The Green Line.
We use that.
Do
you? How far do you go on there?
Well, if you go all the way down to the end and come back, you've done 13.1 miles. You've done a half marathon.
I thought it's Shelby Farms to Shelby Forest, isn't it? Or where is it?
I think it ends at Shelby Forest. Does it end at Tillman?
It ends at Tillman. Tillman. I think they're supposed to extend it.
Okay.
But it ends at Tillman right now.
I'm thinking about a cat that lives across the street. It's a bike rider. He rides. These guys ride 50 miles a day. Mm-hmm. It kills me. But they use the Green Line, and then they go on out to Shelby Farms, too.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that our community is starting to be more health conscious because of all these stats and all these things coming up on the news and everything. Do you see that as you're out there? You've been running for a while now. Are you seeing more people getting involved?
I do.
Does it look like it?
I do. I remember the first marathon I did. You didn't see a lot of blacks out running in those marathons. Now you see a few. There's more of us out running. There's more of us out walking. That's the best thing you can do is walk. And more of us are taking it seriously and getting out there and doing it.
Yeah. And I think these are the kind of things to help to improve the stats on diabetes and heart disease, high blood pressure, and all those things.
Right.
Yeah. You can get people just get people out to do it.
Just stay in motion. Yes. Do something. Just walk. If you
anything.
Just walk. Walk down the street and come back. And then what you find out, you can walk around the corner and then come back. Then you find out, well, I'll just walk the whole block. Yeah. So you just get out there and start. The key thing is to get
out there
of the couch and go out and start.
Right on. And if you and
what I was going to say, in our organization, we're very supportive of one another. It doesn't matter. We welcome you if you are just literally getting up off the sofa today, or if you've been running for 20, 30 years. We have ladies that are getting up, just taking their first step, and we have ladies that are trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
And our age range, we have ladies in their 20s on up to our 60s. So we have the whole gamut. And like Laverne said, we have all different sizes. We have really
buffed.
And fluff. Yes. Yeah, right. Like buff and fluff. We have it all.
But they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there a central area? I mean, you know, like you said, people can come, but I mean, you're not based in South Memphis or North
No,
Memphis.
No, we have people from everywhere. We have everywhere. Ladies that come up from Mississippi. And we have ladies that come from Arkansas.
On Saturday mornings.
On Saturday mornings. Now, our times vary. Now, we do 5:30 in the summertime because it's hot. Yeah. So we try to get finished early. But as the seasons change and it gets darker sooner, we meet about 7 o'clock. We don't meet any later than 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And you're what's the distance that you try to do every
day? Just depends on what we're doing. In the summertime, we keep it low. We don't usually do more than 8 to 10 miles because it's low. But that is not for everyone. Some do less than that. We always encourage everyone to do what they're able to do.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. If you know that you can run 5 miles, then don't get out there and try to do that right now. Work up to it. When we're training for races, if we're training for a half marathon, we'll probably max at maybe 15, 16 miles for a long run. But then, of course, you run during the week. If we're training for a marathon, we're going to try to max out at 22, 24 miles. To be prepared for that 26.2.
Well, that's really cool.
Which is what I'm working on.
That 26.2 is very important.
And the idea that you're going around Bahamas and Jamaican places finding races.
We decided to go international.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually. And you finance that yourself, too, though.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Everything that you do is you pay for yourself. Yeah. So you make the decision whether you want to spend the money or not. And most of our ladies do.
Yeah.
Most of our ladies do.
I imagine so. Then once you get committed to something like this, it's not really hard. It's not really an effort to finance it or to put it together or to decide to do it.
We try to plan ahead so we can give them an opportunity to drop the pennies. We tell them, drop your pennies, get your jar, drop your pennies, because next year or the year after, we try to do it every 2 years. Yeah. We're going to go this place or this place. So we give them ample time so they can plan accordingly, because we know that we all have our busy lives. You know, we do work. We do have families. We are part of, active in other aspects of the community. So we do recognize that.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. That's really cool, actually. And so encouraging. And I hope that I don't know who listens to my show, but I hope that enough people listen to understand that as a community, we have organizations like this one and people like you who are very much committed to a healthy lifestyle.
And we are.
You know, they can't just speak of us in general as unhealthy people.
Right. Well, absolutely. and that was also, that was a pet peeve of mine, that to be generalized like that, when I know everyone is not sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know, there are people out there that are very serious, and they want to do better, and they want to live well, and they're doing what it takes to do that. So
right on. Well, once again, it is the third annual Sisters in Motion Memphis 5K Run Walk benefiting Christ Community Health Services Centering Pregnancy, Saturday, September 29th, Overton Park, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. 1 mile family fun run begins at 8:30 a.m. 5K race begins at 9 a.m. Sistersinmotion.org is one way to register. RacesOnline.com, another way. Races Online is an organization, by the way.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah, and for more information, you can call 901-569-1198. And
just
all
one
this,
correction. Sistersinmotionmemphis.org.
Sistersinmotionmemphis.org. Thank you. And it is to benefit the infant mortality rate in our area. And that's what Christ Community Health Services is all about. And we applaud you for your efforts.
Thank you.
And we'd like to invite you and the radio station to come out that day.
I think that's a good challenge.
All right.
If you just show up.
All right. Well, Laverne Bobo.
Yes.
Linda Sessions. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
And once again, it's a 5K run walk, third annual Sisters in Motion Memphis, Saturday, September the 29th in Overton Park. Sistersinmotionmemphis.org to register, or racesonline.com, or call 901-569-1198. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.